everyone. Good day, good day, good day. I am Precious Williams, and I am the proud host of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster show, which is live every week, usually on Sundays, on LinkedIn. First of all, I'm excited. You all have no idea how excited I really am right now. Usually during the holidays, I'm in such a bad mood. I'm, you know, feeling bad, single, oh, things ain't, what am I walking into the new year as? I'm turning 42 next year. And so right now, I feel really good, right? I've taken every brick that everyone has thrown at me for not being this and that, for not being perfect, for not being this, and I'm building an empire. And so when I woke up this morning, I wanted to definitely take time and share some things with you all. Yes, failure. You need to have some failures in your life to truly appreciate success. Now, we hear that all the time. We say we know that. But when we're in the midst of, you know, going through things, do you really understand what failure really does? Right. And so I have five tips, tricks that are going to really illuminate why failure is a part of my success. And it's a part of yours, too. And so for you all who may be new here and you do not know me, I'm Precious Williams. I am the killer pitch master. I'm a 13-time national elevator pitch champion. I am a 2-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only's book. I've had a billboard in Times Square. I've been a talk show host 3 times. I am a corporate trainer for the likes of LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, NBC Universal, Federal Reserve Bank, and all of these wonderful places. And, you know, listen, the truth is you're going to get it real and raw here. If you're expecting full makeup and all of that, sometimes I'll give you that. But really what I want you to get out of this is that real and raw stuff that you don't get other places. And yeah, I'm saying that. And I said it, hashtag, I said it with my whole chest. The people who come to Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster want that real. And if you are those kind of people, type real in the comments. You want the real, type real in the comments, okay? And so as the Killer Pitchmaster and as a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion, one of the things that I think is so important is that as people become more and more successful, they should tell you, I'm sorry, yeah, you know, I always have problems with hair when I start speaking. That people should tell you the truth of how they really got there, right? Some of us had to get it out of the mud. And some of us want to tell another story because it sounds better. And what I realized, especially after I tried to take my life on my 38th birthday, January 22nd, 2017, is that God said, it ain't over. Your journey has just begun. And I didn't know what that meant. I was homeless. I was a severe alcoholic. I was going through it. I was like, how are you going to be homeless on the streets of New York? You know, why did I even go through those things? I was so mad at God for years that my life had come to a complete, like I've been on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, movies, documentaries around the world. I've been flued out for companies to speak at their events around the world. And here I am, eating out of the garbage can and basically living on a subway until I went into the Bowery Mission Women's Center. So the reason why I'm telling you all this before we get started is because if you want the real, type real in the comments. Type real in the comments because it's about to get really real, right? And so also, if you're a speaker or an entrepreneur or both, type those in the comments. If you're a speaker, put speaker. If you're an entrepreneur, put entrepreneur. If you're both, put both in the comments. I need to know that the people who show up really are about this life, right? And so today, hashtag rock the mic. Failure is so critical to your success. I promise you. Failure is so critical. I would love to tell you that if you've never had failure, everything you did was right. Sometimes we look at people who have a lot of money or have success in business, and we just think they always make the right moves. I'm here to tell you. Mm-mm, that's not true. They've sometimes had the wrong business partners. They've sometimes trusted the wrong person. Sometimes they can lose an entire company in a movement. Sometimes the greatest idea is ahead of its time. I'm here to tell you that. So while you're looking at business news and while you're looking at these greats, I want to assure you, You're not hearing the real story of what really happened, how one decision could have destroyed a company, and how you can rise from the ashes of that. So if you're ready, if you are ready, type ready in the comments because we're about to go. And now let me go to my esteemed guest. I see y'all. I'm about to come in and say hello to each and every one of you. I love you and thank you so much for being here. Okay, hold on, y'all. LinkedIn user, good afternoon. I'm so glad you're here. Ronnie Abbott, that's awesome. You're awesome. No, Ronnie, you're awesome. Thank you for being here. Yaka Zaka, awesome, precious. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for coming. Pacencia, I always want to make sure I say your name right. Pacencia, I hope I said your name right. So glad you're here, queen. And then we have Yaka, awesome. Kimberly Davis Johnson, real. Get it, boo. Ronnie says, real and raw. I love it. Let's get it popping. I want the real. That's right, Ronnie. Latanya Dubois, MPA, real. Get it, Latanya. I'm happy you're here. LinkedIn user, real. Lisa Carper, morning. Look at my beautiful queen. What's up, LWL, Sister Lisa? Pacencia, real. Give it to me. Warren Holt, real. Okay, Yaka, Precious Williams, this is awesome. Thank you. Warren Holt, God bless. God bless you, too. Adenike, hey, queen, how are you? Lillian Long, real. John Hughes, real. Glad you all are here. I linked these. I want the real. Yakov, real. Keeping it real. That's what we do. Keeping it real with the Killer Pitchmaster. Lillian Long, both. I'm with it. Real talk, John Hughes. That's what we're about to do. Yakov, real. Kimberly Davis Johnson, entrepreneur. Love it. Adenike, both. Latanya Dubois, both. Yes, I'm both. LinkedIn use entrepreneur. John Hughes, entrepreneur. Ronnie Abbott, entrepreneur. Warren Holt, real. Yaka, both entrepreneur and real talk. Get it. Yaka, both. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting everyone because you know we're about to go in. Y'all know how we do. Francis, how are you, Francis? I'm so glad you're here. Good afternoon to each and every one of you. I always want to show love. Yaka, Warren, Holt's ready. Simret, love to hear from you. Love to see you, queen. Thank you. Tooth, my girl, Tuesday. On a Tuesday? Hey, Tuesday, how are you? I'm so glad you're here. LinkedIn uses Taylor Simpson. Not sure why it doesn't say my name. Well, Taylor, glad to have you. LinkedIn, bring it. Ready to win. Wanda, what's up, Wanda? Love you, girl. Okay, let me just make sure I get to everybody because sometimes I might skip over someone. So I think I said hi to everyone. So y'all know what time it is. Y'all know how we get. So let's talk about failure. I want you all in the comments. And I know it's hard to have a dialogue on StreamYard and LinkedIn Live, but we're going to do that today. So let's get it. Have you ever failed in life? If you have, type yes in the comments. I'll type yes, but I really can't type in the comments. So I'll just say, yes, I have failed so many times in life that I shouldn't even be where I am today. So type yes in the comments if you've ever failed. Let me ask you another question. Do you constantly think about it? Something that you may have tried that didn't work out. Something that people kept saying would never work and it didn't. And you feel bad about it. The thing is, I want you all, let's keep it a buck. When we're here, we keep it a buck here, okay? So here's the thing. When you constantly think about it, how is that helping you? And y'all can keep it a buck here. It's just us. How does thinking about it all the time help you? Are you learning something from it? Are you beating yourself up about it? As many of you all know, the first time I admitted that I was a severe alcoholic, I was speaking at an event at Microsoft. And some of y'all know, 3 years to the day I tried to take my life, Microsoft invited me to lead a training on pitching in their loft on Fifth Avenue. Before I even got there that day, I thought about all the wrong things I've done. I thought about being in and out of psych wards. I thought about, feeling like I didn't have people who loved me. I thought about all the mistakes I made as an attorney. I thought about, I don't deserve these opportunities. I'm nobody special. And when I walked in, there was food, hors d'oeuvres. It was some of my friends from Master Networks came. In fact, one of them made me a homemade Italian cheesecake. My mentor, Richard Swain, he bought me all of these high-end chocolates. Like, there were people who came from Mississippi to hear me speak. There were the executives. It was so much. It was standing room only in the first time that Microsoft sold out of an event like that. And so as I looked around that room before I took the stage, I was looking at everybody and I said, there was a time I never thought I'd get on stage again. There was a time I never thought an opportunity like this would come my way. And as I spoke and I was teaching about training, I heard God say to me, you know, basically give it to them real and raw. Give it to them. They got to know you didn't start off like this. They got to know that you came from nothing, that your parents didn't want you, that you always felt unwanted. You always felt like you didn't stand. The only thing you had was the gift of speech. And you tried to bury that in taking your own life. And losing everything because I was an alcoholic, burning bridges with friends and companies and stuff like that. I never thought I'd be where I am today. But as I told my story, can I tell you the burden it lifted off of me? As I was talking, I was watching, the room had gone deathly silent. And when I was done speaking, they all bum rushed me. They had to put us out of Microsoft. That's how long we were there that night. They put us out. And people were like, I never knew. There were some people who had never met me, but just had heard about me. Like I tell you, there was a couple that came from Mississippi to New York to hear me speak. And then I finally got why God wanted me to do that. Because too often we're sold a bill of goods about what success looks like and that you make all the right decisions, and you don't. You really, really don't. If I hadn't failed like that, I wouldn't have been in that room 3 years to the day I tried to take my life. So when I talk about failing my way to success, you know what I had to learn about failure is that I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you. I don't want anyone to think that success is easy. I don't want anyone to think that just because they messed up, there's no way they can do it. I'm here to tell you it's a lie. I was on Shark Tank in 2016. And was homeless by 2017. I walked out of homelessness on September 1st, 2018. In the midst of a pandemic and economic downturn and social unrest, my business really took off this year. I moved into a two-bedroom apartment. That's a lot for someone who was homeless 2 years ago. So I just wanted to share that story just to give y'all a baseline. And don't ever look at me and say, oh, she did it right. No, I didn't. But would I change any step of the journey? No. Because if I hadn't, I wouldn't be at 41, more talented, more focused than I am today. When I see that I can't trust people, I move on quickly. There's no point in talking about it.
Are you a business that's struggling to gain new customers and clients? Are you a woman who's written a book and don't know how to get media attention? Well, look no further. Help is here. Hi, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the new host of the podcast Pitching My Ass Off, which is going to air every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, why should you listen to this podcast? Well, if you're one of those people that need help, or if you want to receive pitching advice, public speaking skills, if you want to know how to really bring in the media, investors, customers, and clients and attract them to you right now so that they buy right now, then you need to listen to the Pitching My Ass Off podcast. And I am your host, Precious Williams, airing every Sunday at 5 p.m. Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com.
So let's talk about the five reasons why failure is your best teacher and will put you on the path to success. Failure teaches us things that success never could. And we hear that all the time, but let me just address that issue. And I'm going to come to y'all, my peoples. Because y'all my esteemed guest. Number one, failure will really teach you how strong you really are. In the midst of crying and feeling left out, abandoned, whatever, you develop, it's like almost like you develop a callus, because now you're like, I messed up. And for some, and for most people, they just stay there. For others, it's like the catalyst to even to great success, right? If I hadn't been homeless, if I hadn't been an alcoholic, if I hadn't burned bridges, if I hadn't done certain things, there's no way y'all would listen to me today. No way. No way. If I hadn't told y'all that I was unwanted from the time I was born, popped out of my mom, and she wanted to leave me at the hospital. That's real talk. Let's not play that game. That's severe abandonment, not feeling wanted for the first 15 years of my life. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I still feel that way. But God keeps showing me that my life, I have a purpose, and it's to unlock the gift in others and show them what's possible. So even though I wasn't wanted by my parents, and a lot of times I felt like I was unwanted by a lot of the people around me, the gift of time, the gift of failure has shown me that what God told me at 5 years old, it bared out. But I had to go through hell to get there. Failure taught me how strong I really am, and failure will teach you how strong you really are, to the things that you will no longer tolerate and accept. And I know some of us have been in and out of, you know, less than stellar relationships. But again, you have to understand the bad to understand what good really feels like. And I'm not gonna lie, there are some times I feel like, man, I've had really great relationships. I've had some not so great relationships. But even the man who inspired me to start my first company, which is how y'all even know of me today, he's deceased, and that nearly took me off this earth. But he had to die for me to live. I'm here to tell y'all, nothing is wasted. Nothing. Has failure showed you how strong you are? Let me go back to my esteemed guest. I don't want y'all to feel like I left y'all hanging. Hold on. Just want to make sure I'm hearing everybody. Okay, great. Okay. LinkedIn user, student discovering her abilities, would love to be both a speaker and entrepreneur. You can have it, queen. You can. Warren Holt, entrepreneur, ready. John Hughes, I opened my business first of this year and got hit hard by the year's events and made a ton of mistakes, and I've never grown so fast. Get it, John. Yes. LinkedIn, ready. LaTanya Dubois, ready. Ronnie, LaTanya, yes, you said that 100% correct. Thank you for that. Thanks for your story. People don't understand how important it is to lean in on your superpower to overcome. Shine says, all day, every day, LaTanya. Tuesday, love you Tuesday. Yakov, hey, Wanda, yes. John Hughes, yes. Elmer, no. Adenike, yes. Francis Page, yes. Yakov, yes. Taylor, yes. Simret, yes, absolutely. LaTanya, indeed, yes. Warren Holt, yes, I failed many times. So have I. Kimberly, yes. John Hughes, same. Francis, so many times, yes. Lisa, yes, yes, yes. My queen, Warren Holt, every day. LinkedIn user, yes. Lillian, yes. Adenike, no, I keep moving forward. LinkedIn, yes. Yeah, I think about it because that's my biggest source of growth. It is almost going out of business, but held on tight. That's all we can really do, Yakov. Yes. LinkedIn user Taylor, maybe, but in a way of a solution, not guilt. Elmer, no, try to finish the task and not look back on it. John Hughes, helps in dividends. Ronnie, yes, LinkedIn user, it doesn't. Not one freaking bit. It drives me to look at a different angle. Yes, Elmer, you got to let it go. Latanya, learning always. LinkedIn user, yep. Yakov, makes me feel sad inside, learning slowly but surely. John Hughes, with the right perspective, failure is your biggest source of growth. Yes. And to be honest with you, when you're in the midst of the failure, you don't see it. It's only like when Steve Jobs always says you connect the dots backwards, not forwards. Learning starts from failure. Warren, I'm still moving very slowly. It's okay, Yakov. Slow progress is still progress, just so you know. Ronnie Abbott motivates me. Want to pick up the pace in business. It's coming. It's coming. It's always a process. Sometimes it can take a toll sometimes. Yes. LinkedIn user, wow. LinkedIn, Yakov, amazing. John Hughes, I just now see failing my way to success. Yes. Yakov, yes. Great. Yakov, awesome. Warren, I have to applaud your courage. Thank you. Yakov, please do. LinkedIn user, love it. Warren Holt, love it. John Hughes, Ronnie, I found out I had a support system when I thought I had no one because of my failures at first, though, but not anymore. It's so true. Shaquan, love you, Queen. Kimberly, yes. LinkedIn user, yes. Yes, please do. Wanda, yes, shine a light on our failures. Taylor, congratulations. Thank you. Yakov, love this. John Hughes, yes, by the power of Christ, you made it. Yes, Warren. Adenike, yes, you're the bomb. So are you, my queen. Hold on, yeah, I just want to make sure. Hold on, I just want to make sure. Okay. Adrian Wright. Yes. Glad to have you. Kelly, failure is a measure of success. Get it, boo. Get it, my LWL sister. Get it. I saw a kitschy sign yesterday that said the only reason to look back is to measure how far you've come. Drop it like it's hot. Drop the mic, Lisa. Doesn't help. Hashtag fail forward. Summer, so glad you're here. LinkedIn, want to go forward. Summer, fail forward. Okay. LinkedIn user, admirable of you. Okay, y'all. So, I'm gonna go through the other four, but here's something I want. I know for some of you all, this is your first time meeting me. I am a pitch master. I'm a 13-time national elevator pitch champion. I'm an international professional speaker and a corporate trainer for some of the biggest companies in the world. So I created a quiz. It's a free quiz I'd love for you all to take. And I'm gonna put the link in the so you can all take it, okay? So let me do this. If you all would take my free quiz, you can go to www.pitchingforprofit.com. It'll teach you better ways to pitch yourself. Sometimes we're afraid to pitch ourselves because we think we sound boring, whatever. This is going to teach you how to say the right words to get other people's attention and to really stand out. So if you would love to learn more about that, go to www.pitchingforprofit.com. It's a free quiz. I'm just letting y'all know. Okay, so let's talk about the other ways that failure teaches us things that success never can. And remember, failure is a stepping stone to success. Number two, failure can teach you now how to change things on a dime. You start to see something, you're like, oh no, we're not going down that road. Oh, no, 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 we're definitely not doing that. And you just change because you see it coming. When you finally realize that you're not going to make that same mistake again, that's when you know failure taught you a great lesson. So after a while, you start realizing you're dating the wrong type of woman. You're dating the wrong type of man. You're wearing the wrong type of clothes. You are not fully realizing who you are. And when you've had failure, you can see things a mile away now. I used to laugh when my grandmother would, like, I'd bring a friend home and I could tell by the look on her face, she had read them all the way to Sunday. Do you know why she did that? Because she had been in situations like that before. And because I was 16, I ain't see it coming. But her failure prepared me to be like, hold up, hold up, hold up. We start to see these signs. Move on. Move on. You don't need that person in your life. And I think all of us have been in situations where we trusted the wrong person with our heart, with our money, our finances, and our life. And it turned out badly. So I want you all to think about, did failure teach you how to change on a dime? And if it did, say yes. If you're young, you probably haven't seen it yet. But what did you learn from failing that you won't do again? You can, some of y'all can put it in the comments, but I definitely want you all to know you're not alone. You're so not alone. But it shows you how to change on a dime. You start getting good at reading people and knowing whose energy to stay away from. Holla if you hear me. Put holla if y'all hear me, because I know y'all done been through some things. So if failure has taught you how to change on a dime and get and extricate yourself from a situation, as my girl Sarah Hart used to always say to me, you can't make sense of crazy. Get out. Okay? Number three, failure teaches you how to recognize danger. So it's almost like a companion in number two, how to recognize danger. Let me give y'all an example. So people just think that failure only teaches you certain things in business. It can tell you things in life. So true story, not even on the Kevin Hart stuff. Years ago, I dated less than favorable men. Some of them had been involved in situations that were just not right, just not right. And because I had such low self-esteem, and even though I couldn't admit it to myself, I thought that's the best that I could do. And I think I called my girl Kelly. Kelly, you remember me calling you about this? I was dating this one particular man. And recently, I thought I saw him walking down the street. I was over there in near Herald Square, 34th Street, Herald Square. And I think he saw me. And I saw him coming from a mile away. And you know what? I did everything in me to keep walking and not look back. Because I'm not here to have a conversation about you about anything. Number one, you thought I was a bum. And you know what? So did I. I thought I was a bum. Number two, you didn't think I was worth much. So you treated me like that. Number three, if I were to speak to him, I'd first apologize. Not for any of the things I've done, but because I put myself in a situation I didn't need to be in. I didn't realize my worth and I didn't carry myself like I was worth something. And now that I know I'm worth something, I don't want to treat others the way I was treated. I thank God for that lesson. But I also thank God for also saying, keep moving. It's not the right time. You see how you correct course? Some people, we want to argue back and forth with people. I'm a former attorney. And some people say, oh, if you argue all the time, that makes you a great attorney. I'm here to tell you, that's cute. I don't argue all the time. When I'm done, I'm done. When I'm ready to come back, I'll come back when I'm ready, not when you're ready for me. I'll come back when it suits me. So if you fail me, it shows you how to recognize danger and correct course. Number four, failure shows you how to be who you really are, who you were born to be, not what society tells you. Listen, I'm 41. I'm quite aware that on Instagram, there are a lot of beautiful six-pack ab having flat stomach women with big hips and big booties. They look good. Trust. The surgeon's work is incredible. I have to commend. Again, I'm 41. And while I can appreciate that that's what society would make me feel like, because I don't look like that, I don't deserve anything, I'm here to say that I deserve all of that and then some. My experience, the things that I bring to the table, you can't put a price on. You can put a price on surgeons. You can't put a price on the things that I've learned in this journey. Failure taught me that. Failing to live up to those standards taught me what my standards really are. That's why I can change my wigs. I can change my underwear. That's why I'm comfortable in makeup and without it. I'm comfortable. Many of us have been criticized by people who are not doing any better than we are. You can sit and listen to them, or you can go out and do something about it. Since I'm not going to have six pack abs anytime soon, I'm going to free my mind of trying to do be something that I'm not. I'm witty. I'm funny. I'm talented. I'm cute. And you know, maintenance on a 41-year-old body without plastic surgery is pretty cool. I can lose weight and I can gain weight. It is what it is. It's not going to look crazy. So a failure has taught you how to really be you. That's why I tell people all the time, you can keep trying to put me in a box. I'm just not going there. there are many people who, when they approach corporations, they think they have to be somebody else. I got into these corporations by being me. Do you see these blue nails? That's how I walk in it. Like the Migos, I walk it like I talk it wood, walk it like I talk it. If I'm going to talk about real reality and transparency, I want you all to know you can too. Why am I a LinkedIn content creator? Why did LinkedIn come to me to do these, to have my own live show? Think about that. There are opportunities you don't even know exist because you're too busy trying to pretend to be someone else. You don't have to. Again, that goes back to correcting course. I can't be her, but I can be the best me. I learned a very valuable lesson being on a popular YouTuber show, not Storm Monroe, he's great. But these people spent all day talking about my tooth or, you know, I didn't look corporate enough. I didn't look the part. And it really hurt my feelings. But you know what I learned? Knock me down 9 times and I get up 10. You can dog me, but I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still getting those corporate contracts. I'm still doing it. What are you doing? So let me go to my esteemed guests and see what's popping with my peoples. Jermall, love the attitude, and they don't realize for us to be born is a strike against us, but we don't die. We want to fight. Boom! Shots fired. Love it. Thank you all so much. And now I'm going to get to the fifth one. And before I get there, let me just do this real quick. I'm going to change the banner. If any of you have ever heard of my book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only, y'all know I wrote 2 number one best-selling books on pitching. And as a 13-time champ, y'all can get so tired, and that's just how I am. Like, I don't mind flexing. For too many years, I let people flex on me, and I was too afraid to put myself out there. I'm proud of my accomplishments, but my best accomplishment is the person I've become because of failure. I'm successful because I failed. And in winning 13 national elevator pitch competitions, you know, auditioning for a movie and getting it and filming in a glass mansion in Malibu and being flown out to Milan, Italy, and, you know, being flown out to Halifax, Nova Scotia, Australia, all these places around the world to speak. I didn't know that pitching could do that. I didn't know speaking could do that. These books that I have created teach you how to do it. You know what I mean? And so if you go to this, if you go here, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com/store, you'll see my 2 books that are available right now. And when I tell you Forbes magazine reviewed them, and y'all heard me correctly, Forbes. Did you hear that right? Forbes. Forbes magazine. Forbes, Heart and Soul, Black Enterprise, Upscale Magazine, and yesterday, Publishers Weekly just published a positive review of my books, and they gave A's in everything. So I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. So I just wanted to share that with you. The reason why I do this is because you have to let people know who they're dealing with, and you're worth it. So. And I know my girl Kelly and Lisa have heard me say this. 5, what does failure teach you that success never could? Y'all need to get on y'all Kanye. You need to be on your inner Kanye. Now, I know some of you are like, I don't like Kanye. That's cool. You don't have to like Kanye. But one thing about Kanye that I will always respect is that when he was trying to get a record deal of his own, Jay-Z and all of them told him, you know, just be a producer. You know what he said? Nah, F that. I'm a rapper. They're, you know, you're not rapping about things people want to hear about. Then he put out Through the Wire. I remember that song. How you going to rap through when your whole mouth is your jaw has been broken because you were in a car accident? He did Jesus Walks. He did all of these songs. Then he became a designer. Then he started doing all this other stuff. And people were like, I don't like how he did that. It's not about whether you like it or not. It's because he can't be boxed in. He's not just a rapper. He is a creative individual that can do a lot of things. So don't you let people put you in a box and don't you put yourself in a box. Be on your inner Kanye. That means you need to be on your flex. I'm not saying you got to tell everybody every day that you the shit, but you are. That's why I have no problem telling people, don't just call me the killer pitch master. I am a best-selling author. I am an international professional speaker. I get flued out like the Instathotties. All I'm only doing it for business. And I have corporate clients. And they've all reviewed me. And if you go to my LinkedIn, you'll see that I have almost 100 reviews. This year, I learned a lot. I learned that if you let people know what you're about, they're more likely to trust you, especially when they have word of mouth around you. Think about that, y'all. Be on your inner Kanye. Flex. I won the Stevie Awards this year for Maverick of the Year Silver Medalist. I won the Inspiration Award from Savvy Ladies. There's so many things that I have done this year because I refuse for people to put me in a box and tell me what I'm not capable of. And I don't need you to do that too. So be on your inner Kanye. Flex on people. Show them what you're really made of. If you have accomplishments, flex. I think you should do it once a week. Flex on them. In fact, today you flex on me. Show me, tell me an accomplishment that you did this year. I don't care if it's raising your kids and not losing your mind. Flex on me. You need to be flexing on people. Be on your inner Kanye and don't let yourself be boxed in. I'm just trying to tell you. Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. Flex on people. You need to flex. Look at my client, Mariama. That's my queen. Thank you, Mariama. Don't box me in. Renee says, love the confidence. I love it too. And I love the confidence when I see us just proudly standing in our glory. Blackface, peace. If you're interested, let me know. I am interested, Blackface. Blackface signed a television deal. Okay. I went from bad boy to being a bad boy. Filming, sort of like a businessman. I'm a business. Man, Jay-Z, trying to tell you. Yeah, but not by me. Okay. Jamal says, mess you to all. Let's be totally and sincerely supportive to one another. We got. Get it. Bought your book last week. Taking it on vacation. Get it, Sharon. LinkedIn user. Yes. Okay. Let me just do this. Yes, Pearl and G's Ben quote. Hit return to quit. Okay. Thank you, Tangie. Get out there, queen. You know how we do. Blackface 1090 on Instagram. Get it, boo. Adenike, drinkoutsidethebox.life, and that's her phone number. Y'all, she has this great water. Like, Adenike, drop it about it. Get on it. LinkedIn, yes, like. Okay. Renee Jones, get it. Renee, get it. Hold on. Let's see. LinkedIn, thank you. I help you navigate the certification process to get your MBE, WBE, DBE, and to vet the right contacts. AJWright.com. AJ, holla at your girl. I need some help. Blackface, Precious, make sure you reach out. Blackface, I have a lot of meetings today, so I can't promise that. So I need you to reach out to me, okay? I need you to reach out to me because my brain can't remember everything, okay? And I have a lot on my plate today and for the rest of up until the 23rd when I go on vacation, okay? So please get at me. Please, I'm not ignoring you. There's so much, and I'm still working with a lot of big companies. So there's a lot in my mind. Please reach out to me, Blackface. Great live, Shaquan. Honorable William Russell Moore, thank you for coming. So glad you're here. I just want to make sure I address everyone before I leave. Tangie Green, Tangerine Denise. Okay, got you. John Hughes, I took the quiz. Thanks, John. Adrian Wright, glad I was able to catch you for the first time. I'm glad you were here. Renee Jones, precious. I'll reach out for personal mentoring session. Love you, sis. I love you too, Renee. Sharon Ringer, wait, there's a workbook going to order now. Girl, go to my website. The workbook, girl, get it popping. Let's get it popping. And then LinkedIn user, this is what's up. Her book is awesome. Thank you. I love you all. Mwah. Oh, got to be in the next meeting. I love you all. Please like, comment, share, and add additional people that you think need to hear this. It's not about sales for me right now. I really want you all to know that you can fail your way to success. Don't give up and kick ass and be on your inner Kanye. Finally, LinkedIn youth, thank you for being here. Thank you. What's your Instagram, precious? I'm at Perfect Pitches P, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, Pitches, P-I-T-C-H-E-S, and P, just the first letter of my name. That's what I'm on Instagram, Blackface. Shaquan Hoke, okay, you got hers. And yes, the workshop, my clients always be showing up. I love you all. Take care. Bye.